Dun-dun-dun-dun! I have published a new book. It's called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. You can find it on Kindle and in paperback form on Amazon, and the audiobook is coming soon. So check out The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude on Amazon now. Everyone is doing the best they can with what they have at the time. Think about that for a moment. Meditate on that. Everyone is doing the best they can with what they have at the time. Now, you may look at someone and say, well, what about that guy over there? He's lazy. He's not working very hard. Well, is he lazy? Or is he tired and exhausted and unmotivated? Maybe nothing's driving him. Nothing tells him to work harder. What about that person over there who's grumpy, making everyone's lives miserable, yelling at people and spreading negativity and anger all over the place? Well, maybe that's what they have to work with. That's the best they can do with what they have right now. If you were in the exact same place as them, with their mindset, their upbringing, their neurology, their neurochemistry, their experiences, you would do exactly the same things they would do, because you would be them. And you would be doing the best you can with what you have, which you do every day, the best you can with what you have. And when you think about it this way, when you think about everyone is doing the best they can with what they have, then you don't get upset with people who are making trouble, or who are not getting along well, or who are making your life more difficult. You feel pity for them. You say, if all they have allows them to be so negative and so detrimental, how bad must their life be? And now you feel bad for them and not angry at them. You don't want to make their life worse. You want to make their life better. Or maybe just get them out of your life. But when you feel that pity, you no longer carry that negativity. You no longer carry that hostility of saying, I'll get that so-and-so. You don't want to get that so-and-so. You want to get that so-and-so help so they can be better, so they can do better, so they can make the world which you inhabit with them better. Because everyone, you, me, everyone, is doing the best they can with what they have at the time. I have published a new book called The View from the Deck, Thoughts on Values, Vision, and Gratitude. If you like morning motivation, you're going to love this book. It's a lot of the same concepts. The basic principle of the book is that I was coaching clients, and they were telling me about their dream life, and I was recognizing elements of their dream life in my everyday life. And it made me realize there's things in my life that people are dreaming of, and there's things in my life that the me of a few years ago would absolutely have given his right arm for, and chances are you've got the same. So I took these concepts about values and what makes us do what we do, vision, where we want to be, and gratitude, appreciating the awesome things we have, and put them together into one awesome book called The View from the Deck, Values, Vision, and Gratitude. You can find it on Amazon.com. Just search for Michael Whitehouse, The View from the Deck, and get your copy today.